My name is Paolo Rostanga. I'm a consultant ophthalmologist and vitreoretinal surgeon. I'm retina lead and retina service partner at the London Vision Clinic in Harley Street, London. I have over 30 years experience in ophthalmology, having worked for many years with industry in imaging and laser tissue interaction, amongst others. Welcome to this discussion. I will interview two very experienced retinal specialists on photobiomodulation, or PBM, in dry age-related macular degeneration and other indications. As you may know, photobiomodulation is a novel approach to retinal disease. It is a privilege for me to introduce Drs. Caimac and Orduña. Dr. Caimac is a board-certified ophthalmologist and eye surgeon. He is head retina surgeon at the Breyer, Caimac and Klabe Eye Surgery Clinic, and he is also head of the Research Institute International Innovative Ophthalmology Surgery, or IIO, in Dusseldorf. He is an expert, amongst others, in nanolaser treatment. Dr. Orduña is a specialist in medical and surgical retina with more than 20 years' experience in the laser treatment of macular diseases. He is medical director of the Orduña Clinic. He's got experience in the use of laser techniques based on the photomechanical, photothermal, and photochemical effect using micropulsed, nanopulsed, and lead photobiomodulation lasers in retinal disease. Let me introduce the Valeda Light Delivery System. This is the first approved treatment for dry age-related macular degeneration using photobiomodulation. Valeda is CE marked in the European Union. In the United States, it's undergoing clinical trials and is not yet approved for use. As you can see here, the Valeda system consists on an adjustable tabletop structure. It has a user-friendly design. It's got a small footprint, touchscreen interface, and easy to follow step-by-step instructions that can be run by a doctor or a trained technician. So what is photobiomodulation, or PBM? It is also known as low-level light therapy. It is an expanding medical technology in which exposure to low-level light is used to stimulate cellular function, leading to beneficial clinical effects. Photobiomodulation is not only used in ophthalmology, it is also used in physiotherapy, arthritis, wound repair, sports medicine, and other subspecialties. So how does it work? Well, here we can see, I would like to highlight the cellular benefits of photobiomodulation. We have evidence that it can improve blood flow, enhance oxygen binding, improve ATP formation, reduce oxidative stress, and therefore reduce inflammation and reset the metabolic function at the cellular level. This is a multi-wavelength approach. Three different wavelengths are being used: 590 nanometers, 670, and 850 nanometers. Each one has a different function. 590 nanometers inhibits VEGF expression and removes cellular deposits. 670 promotes oxygen binding and stimulates metabolic activity. 850 drives electron transfer and stimulates metabolic activity, inhibiting inflammation, and cell death. I would like to point your attention to the LightSight 1 study, in which photobiomodulation was shown to improve best-corrected visual acuity in 50% of patients which demonstrated equal or more than 5-letter gain. Photobiomodulation improved contrast sensitivity and reduced central drusen volume. So treatment with PBM suggests disease-modifying effects in dry AMD. However, retreatment with photobiomodulation is needed for a continuous benefit. There have been no safety concerns during this study. So, following this background information, I would like to introduce the first of our two speakers, Dr. Caimac, to discuss his extensive experience in photobiomodulation.
So first of all, I want to talk about the patient's journey, the workflow. What is very important is that we have the publication, two publications about the photobiomodulation, and this is the basis for our work. So we try to collect these informations from the publications for our patients. We have these leaflets for our patients for dry AMD and also for the patients with diabetic maculopathy. And I think this is very important for the patients that they can read this at home, the science behind the therapy. We have also for many years experience with the nanolaser treatment, so we have the same patients for this modality for treating. And what is very important is that the staff is also experienced with this treatment, so everyone is trained. And so we have the PBM nurses. We have specially optimized workflow so that we can separate these special cases from the normal routine practice. The communication is also very important, so the staff is very informed about the indications for the treatment and also about the actions of the treatment, so we can offer this PBM for our AMD patients when they came to the OCT controls after the intravitreal injections. We are doing, I think this year it will be 6,500 intravitreal injections. So we have a lot of patients for this therapy. We also talk with the children of the patients while they are waiting, because they have also, or they are potential patients for this treatment. And also the diabetic patients are the ones we talk to them for the possibility for a new treatment. I will show you now our first experience. This was patient number one with a late stage AMD. You see that they have geographic atrophy. You see the microperimetry, and the average threshold was 22. And the fixation stability was pretty nice. But you see after the treatment that we have a very good improvement in the visual function. The next patient was a patient with an early AMD. It was the son of a patient with wet AMD, so he's very open-minded for this new treatment modality. And you see that after the treatment, that the patients have a very good fixation stability. So you got this functional improvement in vision, and the patient was very grateful for the possibility to have a treatment for his early stage of AMD. This is the next patient. You see the OCTs with drusen of the patient. You see that there was an improvement, an increase in the volume of the AMD within 1 year. And then you see what happened after the treatment. After 7 months, you got a regression, a resolution of the drusen. So we got an improvement in the anatomical function of the patient. But what I think what is more important is the visual quality of the patient. And here we see an improvement in the microperimetry and also on the fixation stability. That means that the patient feels this improvement, that he have the possibility to read better after the treatment. The subjective improvement was the vision quality, that when he's reading the letters, they get brighter. He got a deeper color perception and the reading speed was increasing. This is what the patient felt, and he was very grateful for this possibility. This is another patient. You see also the OCT that we have no reduction when we do nothing. we got more an increasing also of the volume of the juice, and after the treatment you got a reduction with the juicing. But what is more important, I think, are the functional improvement, and the patient was very happy because when he's playing bingo, he now can see the numbers better and also the colors. And this was really improvement for his quality of life. So he was now able to play mesopic bingo. So he really feel the contrast improvement in his daily life. We do a questionnaire because I think this is really very important for the daily life for the patients. They can't really see the regression of the drusen. They're a little bit happy when you can show it in the OCTs, but what is really important for the patient is the visual performance. And most of the patient, they feel this improvement after the treatment, after 9 treatments, and this holds on for several months. We have done for long times studies with the nanolaser treatment, and it was the same category, the same patients, and we didn't see with the nanolaser this improvement with the nanolaser treatment. So PBM is really an improvement in the function of the retina, and it's really an improvement in the quality of life for the patients. This is another patient where you can see the microperimetry. This is for the daily routine measurements really important because you see this improvement. It's not possible to just look at the visual acuity, and also contrast sensitivity. It's a little bit not easy to perform it. Microperimetry, I think it's for the routine procedure, very nice tool for showing the function of the retina. And also in this patient, you see after 9 treatments, we have a stable fixation, and also the average threshold is improving in the right and in the left eye. This is a patient with a vitelliform maculopathy. So it's a kind art of AMD, and you see there are slight changes and slight improvement in visual acuity. That means you can also try this not only in dry AMD, also in vitelliform maculopathy. You see an improvement after 9 treatments within 5 weeks. And also this patient, you see the RPE detachment, which is resolving after the treatment within 5 weeks, and the visual acuity was stable, but you see this anatomical change after just 9 treatments. For the long term, I think this is very important that you can do this retreatment after 3 to 6 months, and then you just need 3 retreatments for an re-improvement of the visual function for the patient. Here it was after 9 months, it was still stable, the visual improvement and the visual function was very good after the treatment in patients with dry AMD. So we have also the possibility to get long-term good results with this new treatment.
I'm going to introduce my practice workflow in our clinic in Madrid when we use a photobiomodulation. Then the cases must be in not advanced stage. We used to look for autofluorescence change. In most times, a retinography could be quite normal, but the autofluorescent image could be like this. In this image, we can see a lattice-like image, lines in the hyperautofluorescent lines in the autofluorescence, and the visual acuity of the patients is diminished. We treat this case And after treatment, the patient gains five letters in the right eye and two letters in the left eye. It was a very successful case. One of our criteria to introduce this treatment is a patient that is that his or her drusen, subretinal drusen, are growing. If the drusen are growing or something are changing or visual acuity are going forward to be diminished in the follow-up, this patient is eligible to be treated with photobiomodulation. Then if you see growing in drusen volume in 6 months period, it's a good case to be indicated the photobiomodulation. Here you can see a patient with a soft drusen, perifoveolar in both eyes. In the left eye is most advanced the illness, and the patient improves 7 letters in both eyes after treatment. This is a very successful case. This other is an advanced case. It's a very late indication for photobiomodulation. We have to explain the patient that he has a very big patch of retinal atrophy or with a total hypofluorescent patch, then the atrophic geography is growing. This is not a good indication, but the patient improves 3 letters after treatment, improves reading speed, and we say to the patient that reading speed is a predictive test to other tasks in the life, also improves quality of life. This is the other eye of this patient. Also, we observe the same effect with photobiomodulation. It's a late stage indication, late indication, but the patient improves 4 letters in both eyes. I think the best indication to be treated with photobiomodulation are cases like this. Soft drusen in the posterior pole, patients with some calcification, but with normal or close to normal autofluorescence. This patient gained 5 letters after treatment. In reticular pseudodrusen, we all Dr. Kalmar can talk with me after this communication. We know that with nanolaser we cannot treat these cases. Then I think it's a very good indication to be treated with photobiomodulation. We treat this case with reticular pseudodrusen, and the patient improves visual acuity, and we have not any complication in the retina, no neovascular membrane, and no complaints for the patient. Here you can see another reticular pseudodrusen case. The patient has soft drusen combined with reticular pseudodrusen. Then patient improves 3 letters after treatment. This is another case of reticular pseudodrusen. The patient gained 5 letters after treatment with no complication. Here you can see a very important myopia improvement after treatment in a patient with dry macular degeneration. The patient improves too much after the treatment, but to obtain this result with Maya microperimetry, we have to be sure that is very the microperimetry is very good done, and the patient is alert doing the test. But if you are sure, you can obtain improve like this in some cases. Patients with a small hard drusen are a very good patients to be eligible for this photobiomodulation treatment. Our patient improves near 2 decibels after photobiomodulation in the average threshold measured with Maya microperimeter. This is another case, a patient suffering for soft drusen, large soft drusen under the retina, and after one cycle of photobiomodulation, 9 treatments, you can see in the image of the left before treatment and after treatment in the image of the left, excuse me, and in the image of the right before treatment, and patient improved 2 decibels in the average threshold after photobiomodulation. Here you can see another example of patient, raising the average threshold, and in the sensitivity map, you can see clearly in this image that peripheral retina must be recruited and go to the normal range of sensitivity. Another case showing that the average threshold improves and all microperimetry parameters improves after photobiomodulation. It's important that sometimes you can see small improvements, nearly 1 or 2 decibels, or in other cases you can see the improvement in microperimetry. Sometimes you can see the improvement in visual acuity, in best corrected visual acuity, but the patient say that he feels or she feels better and can see things that before treatment they can't see. In this case, the patient say that she could not see the preacher's face before treatment, and after treatment, patient can do it. Patient can go to the charts and see the preacher's face, and she's very happy. And the treatment was very successful in this case, but with not too much change in microperimetry and in the visual acuity. Impacts a lot photobiomodulation in the quality of life of in our cases. In summary, we have been obtained improvement in visual acuity, retinal sensitivity, and quality of life. Our first results from November 2019 to June 2020, we treat 105 patients. 47 patients was for dry AMD. We obtained a minimum improvement of 3 letters. Maximum improvement in some cases was amazing, 22 letters of improvement. But the most common was 5 to 7 letters, very similar to LightSight-1 study results. It's important to say you that reading speed improves also 15 words per minute, and this reading speed has a very important impact in the life of the patients, in the quality of life, or is predictive for other tasks, and there are no change in drusen after the first 6 months treatment. We can't see change in drusen volume after the treatment.
Thank you very much to both of you, Dr. Skaymak and Dr. Sordunia, for sharing your real-life experience with the use of photobiomodulation.